You're listening to the Tech Talks podcast, a podcast by the Technology Education Collaborative. Tech is an Arizona nonprofit that empowers people with useful information about the technology they use each and every day. Today, we're sitting down with Patrick Smith. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
All right. So you're going to do our What Does a Technologist Do segment, which means you get the same five questions as everybody else. You ready?
Yep.
All right. So question number one, what's your title and position? And if you're allowed to mention it, who do you work for?
I am a technical support engineer and I work for American Express.
Okay. And what does that mean? So what does your job look like on an everyday basis? What do you actually do?
So I am like one of the frontline engineers who helps with troubleshooting devices. We're an internal support to support. We call it tech concierge. So like very official name. But I specifically work with OCS, which is onboarding and deployment. And I'm a deployment coordinator. So any kind of devices that are at end of life, I bring those back in, return them, and then deploy a new one and make sure it's configured correctly.
Okay, so just on a purely practical level, if I was a new Amex employee, so they're going to give me like a laptop or something, right? Maybe you're a phone or whatever, right? So then you're the person I go to, and I'm like, set this up so it's for me.
So the first thing I would do is I would check that your hiring leader, whether it's contractor or from Amex, that they give you your AEXP credentials is what it's called. And like, I'm kind of going over the script in my head as I'm trying to explain it. But I check to see that your credentials are there. If they're not, then I go and do my part. I give you a temporary password before we set you up and get you on your device.
Okay. So what is your favorite thing about your job? What do you love?
I love that it's both consistent, but there's always some unexpected factor that comes up, you know, some unexpected problem. There's always something new that I'm learning or, you know, coming into contact with, like, oh, well, never seen this before. So let me talk to my team. Oh, and that's another thing. I love my team. My team is awesome. It's not my team, but being a part of them is amazing. Super supportive. They take me as I am and, you know, just have no problem giving me the answer or helping me find the answer.
Very cool. So give me an example of something new that you've come across. What does that look like?
So I'm on a project, and I'll try to be super vague so as not to like violate anything, but we're a part of this project and it's a new deployment process and it's supposed to be user focused. And so one of the pieces of software that's supposed to make it easier, quote unquote, is now having issues. And so now I'm having to take notes on said issues and like, oh, okay. So the user did this, which would normally work, but now it isn't. What could be causing that? And just kind of going down the list of where the error could be at.
So a lot of like actual problems, like troubleshooting, problem solving.
Yes.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So what do you not like about your job? Because everyone's got something that doesn't light them up. Or is the most challenging? We can do that too.
I feel like the most challenging is trying to remember everything. Well, not remember everything, but at least recall it or like recall where you go to, because you get into this mode where you're like, okay, this worked this one time. I'm just going to keep doing this instead of going through the proper steps. And then you get into the habit of like making shortcuts. So it happens easier than you think.
Fair enough. All right. And then what is the one kind of practical thing that you would recommend to anybody who wants to do this kind of work? What is something that they could do to prepare for it or get into the field?
Learn to troubleshoot. Like what that looks like, asking the right questions and being able to explain your process to somebody else, because other people aren't going to be able to think how you think, and they're probably not going to pick up on the tech jargon that you may just remember off from like a textbook or remember off from a knowledge-based article you might have been reading. So troubleshooting and also documentation, like proper documentation.
You make a good point, because I imagine a lot of the employees that come to you aren't in tech, mm-hmm. right? They're in completely different departments. So they're just like, my laptop's broken.
Yes. Oh, and that's that. You know what? Back to that question about like things that kind of annoy me and are challenging.
Sure.
Users.
Oh, no. We can't do the blame the user. No, but go on. Help people be better users. How can someone be a better user for someone like you? That's actually a really good question.
Try to explain your problem and be specific about what the problem is, when it started, and what you did. Because it's not like we're going to blame you for whatever is wrong. We're just trying to troubleshoot and figure it out together. Because something that you may or may not have done could give us that key clue to figuring out your issue.
That's fair. I am going to, just on behalf of those of us who are not technologists, I have learned that from my tech friends, but I will say, on behalf of those of us who are not, first of all, we know you feel this way about us. Just so you know, we know, okay, we've seen the memes, we've seen the XKCD comics, like we know exactly what you think of us. So that's part of the problem. But I think the other issue too is just not having the vocabulary to articulate it. So I feel like sometimes, I know I have felt silly going to people who I consider friends and who I absolutely trust and who would never condescend me or be mean or anything. Mm-hmm. But even then, in this completely safe environment, I have had moments where I needed tech help where I just feel like an idiot. You just feel like, well, I'm clicking on the thing and it's not working, because you don't have the vocabulary to say like, well, the GUI gets stuck on this window and it's not actually minimizing when it should. If you don't know to say that, you feel like a cave person pointing at like... pictures, right? Like, you don't know.
Hieroglyphs.
Yeah. And like I said, we've seen the memes. We know what UIT people think of us. We know. But I think that's actually really, I think being specific and just at least giving it a shot is very good advice. That is completely fair to not want us to be like, it's broken.
Yes. And on the flip side, just so I'm not like just pointing the finger, it's also for me as the tech guy to know how to communicate, and that's part of the whole troubleshooting stuff. Okay, what do they actually mean? What could actually be wrong? And knowing how to communicate and give grace to users. I never go into like a ticket trying to make somebody feel dumb. Even if like it's a simple fix, keep my face straight and just say, hey, you know what? It happens. Because it's happened for me. So
just those soft people skills.
Yes.
Every single interview we've done for this podcast that's come up, right? Just the importance of just dealing with people.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, fair enough. So the last and final question is, do you have any projects or community organizations or passion projects or hobbies, anything you want to share with anyone that tells us a little bit about who you are?
So I have been getting into Magic a little bit.
Magic the Gathering, the card game.
Yes.
Okay.
Great card game. It's a lot more challenging than I thought. I am not the best player, but I'm still going to drafts and just having fun, you know, learning about it. It almost feels kind of like tech. Like, you got to be strategic with how you're playing, but it's also kind of simple at the same time. I don't know.
That makes sense. I mean, Magic is huge in the tech community, right? Like, that is a huge game. Lots of technologists play it. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting that you found that analogy there. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for coming in and doing this interview with us. It is always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right. This was taped at the Advanced Cyber Systems Lab at Gateway Community College. The ACSL is a tech hub that is open to the general public. You can use a 3D printer, record a podcast like this one, practice advanced tech skills on an enterprise server, and you can do a lot of other things free of charge. Recently, we've added a video recording cart, so if you wanted to record your own video or commercial or TikTok or whatever you need to do, you can also do that. We're open Monday through Thursday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're at the Washington campus at Gateway Community College. Mm-hmm.